What do you call beans that you eat in the pod? You know, you leave the beans inside the pod, just cut the pod up and cook them.
Leave what?
Well, these are beans. Now,
what snap do you, beans?
All right.
Easy.
That's fine. Snap beans. What do you call those large, flat, yellowish beans that you take out of the pod when they're ripe and cook?
Yellow beans.
All right. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that you eat? You know, the tops of the turnips.
The beets down there to the in the ground.
Well, I know, but when you eat the tops of the beets or turnips, the tops, what do you call the tops?
Call them just the top of a beech, and then the root is the beech down in the ground. There's some rock.
What do you call corn that is simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
Corn?
Well, I mean, it's
you know,
not...
You eat it, you boil it, and then you just eat it with your hands?
I don't eat corn.
Oh, well, do you know what...
I've seen them do that.
Yeah, I what do they call it?
Roasting, you know?
Right. All right, okay. That's fine. What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel but is smaller and it runs over the ground? Sometimes lives in little holes. Can
mole.
Well,
is it
mole?
It's run a hole in the ground.
Well, no. It lives in a hole in the ground, but it doesn't run a hole in the ground like a mole.
Crack it.
All right.
Crack the ground. He got 6 feet on it.
No, it looks like a squirrel.
It's him when I seen what I seen. It runs and dig it about that long. And where you see the ground and just cracked like that.
You ever use anything like, say, ground squirrel?
No, there ain't no ground squirrel. There's a little long thing about that, like my thing.
That's a mole, right?
No, it ain't no mole. No, you're wrong. That ain't no mole. That's a he got a wing. He ain't got no wing. He got 4 foot.
What does a ground squirrel look
he
like?
He got a head. And he got a head back that long. And when he walks in the ground, and you scratch behind him. I done seen it. God, he got 4 foot, 4 or 5.
And that's a cracket?
I be dog if I know. He white, kind of white looking. And he's big back there. He kind of look kind of back in his back part like a crawfish. Yeah.
Well, what does a ground squirrel look like?
Oh, that thing ain't fitting me. That thing ain't fitting me.
Well, what does he look like? I mean,
he look like a squirrel.
What color is he?
Sometimes to be white and sometimes to be like a squirrel, showing us squirrel. They say they ain't fitting to eat. They ain't fitting to eat.
What do you call an animal with a very offensive odor, a very strong smell to him?
I don't know what you call that.
Say those one, black and white things, you know.
It's black
go
and
around
it has stripes.
They'll squirt you or spray you, you know, if you bother them.
It's an animal that comes around every once in a while, and your dog...
Okay.
Oh, right. All right. What do you call a little animal so big to so big that hops along the ground, and it usually lives on land, although it can sometimes live in water?
Otter.
No, it hops around. It hops. It's
frog.
About,